Fresh Takes.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Kutcher, and Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up. And here we have Brandon Klein in person.
Hello.
Not remotes.
Not today.
Here to do Fresh Takes. Get your Fresh Takes here on The Boys, Season 4, Episode 7. And I did not write down what this episode's called.
Oh, I feel like I knew it off the top of my head, too.
Oh, I have it here. The Insider.
Yep.
I should have knew it. It's so simple that, like, I'm like, oh, I'll remember that.
Nope. Didn't. Once it comes up to it, it's just blank.
Gone. So this is the penultimate episode of Season 4 of The Boys. Let's just start out with this. Initial thoughts, Brandon.
I mean, I feel like they started to do things a little bit more. Like, things kind of started happening in this episode. So hopefully something kind of pays off in the season finale here.
Well, this is the episode where I feel like everyone kind of comes together.
Yeah.
Because we spent this episode, and there's a lot of theories of, like, why these characters were spread apart. Mostly the theories that I've heard is, like, the actors are so busy doing other things that, like, it's hard to get all of the actors in the same room together to film it.
It's always depressing when that happens with shows.
It is. Mm. But, like, it also makes sense in this world of, like, you know, you get so famous and popular.
Jack Quaid projects and stuff.
Definitely, like, exploded in popularity after his... I wouldn't say like it was just The Boys, but it definitely was a big factor into it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to get all these characters all in one because they're not just, you know... It's not like, the CW shows where, like, hey, this is your show. This is the only thing you really do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's, like, the off-season. This show is one of those, like, hey, we'll do it around everyone's schedule. We'll pick a time. We'll make this work. But then once you get busy.
Yeah, then it kind of gets kind of choppy like this. Or, like, what it seems like, at least.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the episode for The Boys. This is where Butcher finally comes back. He brings Frenchie with for a reason we'll get into.
Yeah, yeah.
The boys are back. They're ready to stop an assassination attempt.
I guess.
And
now
I want to start with this.
Okay.
Because The Boys this season is one of those, like, things that just got... It's so real-world-like. A lot of the conflict very much mirrors our real world. And our real world is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... We're recording this July 14th. This is going to be released July 16th. This is the day after Donald Trump has been, you know...
Attempted assassination.
Yeah, an attempted assassination. And the next episode is called... The assassination, I believe. Oh, assassination run.
Okay.
And I just seen that. I'm like, this is so, like, the whole plot of this episode was figuring out their plan to assassinate the president.
Mm-hmm.
And in our real world, it is happening.
Right. Yeah. It's very strange. Timing is strange.
It is. Like, is this real world? No, it's just marketing for The Boys.
Yeah.
Some probably would say I shouldn't make jokes about that. It's too soon.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
In hours afterwards.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. So last week I did something different. I kind of broke it down of, instead of, like, reading the synopsis of the plot and then we did it off the synopsis, because, like, a lot of times, like, I would find different synopsis, but there's never, like, a perfect one.
Yeah.
So break it in down by storylines, and I broke it down to three main storylines, and it arguably should be two. Obviously, The Boys, and then Vots,
mm-hmm.
and then I did Ryan and the Puppet Show as a third storyline.
Okay.
You could argue that it should be just under Vot, but I feel like it is
kind of separate.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I'm going to leave it up to you which one we should get into first. I put Ryan first because I thought it was just the easiest one to break down.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well talk about Ryan.
All right, so the show opens up with Ryan at this puppet show.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it called? The Vot special?
Oh, yeah, the Vot something.
Oh, I have it. All right. Hey, kids. Did you know your neighbor, uncle, or even mom and dad might be just trying to destroy America? Find out how to stop them on the Avenue V Christmas special. If you see something, say something.
Yep. That's what it was.
I was looking at synopsis to put in the outline, and that was the synopsis for IMDb for The Insider. And I'm like, I have to just like say that.
Yeah.
It's a cool synopsis.
It is.
But like, that's not what the episode is
about. Right, right. That's a very small part of the episode.
It kind of is. Like, The Insider, right? This one talks about, because this whole episode is finding out the leak, right? Who is the leak? And this show is about, hey, if you see something, say something. And I just realized what they just did in that scene. Because who was the first person he's talking to?
I don't remember.
In the picture here, it's Homelander. Because in the final like scene is him talking to his puppet dad.
Okay, yeah.
I wish Sam showed up in this episode. Yeah. Like, it would just be behind the scenes guest star, Sam, from the Guardians.
Just very confused what's going on. Why
just having the face of, like, is this a puppet show? Or am I going crazy? Am I having an episode? Sam's normal.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Sam wouldn't be there, but
yeah.
I wish they would have just done that.
Yeah.
Like, made a reference. But yeah, the first puppet he talked to was A-Train.
Oh, yep. I do remember that now. Yep,
I've seen that. And I just realized what they did there. Mm-hmm. The whole show is, like, hey, if you see something, say something. And A-Train's the leak.
Mm-hmm.
So I just now realized it as talking.
Yeah, now you mentioned that, I remember that too.
I love ADHD for that reason. Yeah. When you talk it and you're like, oh, wait. Connect the dots.
Just pops into your brain, yeah.
So yeah, and Ryan's questioning this whole song initially. He's like, hey, can we change some of the lyrics? Like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty, like, the outlandish, it is like all the outlandish stuff that, like, we've seen on Fox News. Mm-hmm. But it's all like put into one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, as like a kid his age, I would also just be like, what the fuck are you, like, none of this is real,
right?
Especially since his dad is like the head honcho of Odd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows the ins and outs, and so he's seen it, and he's just like, what the,
yeah, he's literally seen how they fake,
yeah,
saves and stuff like that. Oh, none of it's real. So,
he's questioning everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, continuing his storyline, because we're doing the storyline. Otherwise, it's just kind of a confusing mess.
Mm-hmm.
Going into his apartment, it's his. He sees a Christmas tree. American Christmas, basically, is his room, and his dad's nowhere to be found. It is literally Christmas Day. He looks at all the presents. There's like hundreds, if not thousands, of presents around this giant tree, and he sees a present, or a,
oh yeah,
present, and on there it says, don't be a cunt. And I didn't read it at first. To me, it looked like gibberish. I'm like, who sent that to him? And then he read it, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep.
Don't be a cunt, yeah, with a smile. And it's a photo of Butcher, his mom Becca, and I forget the dog's name, but the bulldog.
Yep.
And he smiles. Mm-hmm. Right, and then that's the scene. And then Homelander gives him a voicemail later on, because basically it's assumed that Ryan called him to complain about the show.
Mm.
And Homelander responds in a voicemail basically saying, hey, yeah, I hear you, but I'm kind of busy right now. Just
do it.
Just fucking do it for me, all right? Yeah, but thank you, love you.
Yep.
And Homelander's not present. He's not hearing his concerns. He's not there. It's freaking Christmas. He's not there celebrating with his dad, his family.
Hmm.
And that's the one thing we talked about too, is like how Homelander has been trying to be a really good dad. Hmm. Like, he's actively cares about Ryan. He actively like is doing things for what he thinks is the betterment of Ryan. But like, and like, his mom did all these things, these traditions, trying to give him a normal childhood, and very much like I would say succeeded in that.
Mm.
And Christmas is like one of the most important days
as a child.
Like, it is your moment to spend with your family, and is obviously the kids are looking for presents, but like, as an adult, as you age, like, you don't remember the presents you got, you remember the just being around your family,
right?
And he's looking around, and he has all these gifts, but he does not have
anybody there with him.
No, except until he opens a picture and he sees Butcher, and he's reminded of family. This is the family I was robbed of. Mm. Essentially, I don't know if that's what's going through his mind, but I think that's like the theme. Later on, way later on in the episode, because this is like
the end of the episode that we cut back to him again.
Yeah, this is like a side story. It's in the middle of the live stream. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a live recording. I'm assuming
live
this,
show. Yeah.
Yeah, cable. Probably also
or just
live
network
stream
TV.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's in the middle of this. Homelander is the puppet and he's singing. They're all singing about, like, hey, report people if they're... I forget the exact thing that they were talking about. Yeah. Antifa or something.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Just... I remember they're going hog wild with it.
And Brian's like, no, 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 this is... No, like, this is wrong. This is not happening. Makes a speech, and Homelander watches, and he just looks pissed off.
Butcher also sees it.
Butcher also sees it. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that later on of what that means. Should we get into the boys or the VOD?
I feel like we might as well go with VOD since we're already kind of talking about Homelander and stuff.
Skipping around my notes a little bit.
Yep. That's fine. Well, don't ask a question if you already know the answer, Jake.
I didn't know the answer. Well, I meant... All right, so we're getting into VOD. So initially there was a meeting when Sage shows up in the Seven. Mm. And prior to this, in the last episode, Firecracker, I mean, tits out and everything, basically is like, hey, Sage is either not as smart as you think she is, she's fumbling this, or she's hiding things from you.
Yep.
And so Sage shows up the next day, or how many days it has
after
been.
After her brain heals again.
Yes. However long that takes. I would imagine like at least a day.
Yeah. I mean, it probably can't be that long if she's getting lobotomized, because you wouldn't think she could be out of commission for that long without being a problem. So
no, I feel like
it could even be just like a few hours.
Her lobotomy, like, I feel like it's essentially her way of getting high or drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like a night thing.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming if she gets shot, maybe it's 24 hours.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, at most. It can't be. Getting shot in the head can't be that much worse than getting a steel spike into the brain.
I don't know. I'm not an immunologist.
Yeah, that's fair. Me neither.
I guess I'm a writer of some sorts, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so Sage shows up and she's like, hey, you guys started early. You started without me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we moved it up. Homelander kicks Ashley out. And they talk about the leak. Who's the leak? Who's the leak? And she's like, hey, it's under review. It's under investigation. Mm-hmm. And then they basically said, hey, we'll take care of this. You do what you have to do. You take care of the, what is it, the shapeshifter?
Yeah, I think so.
They kind of threw this in there.
Yeah, it was kind of a sudden thing, but I guess it makes sense.
It does, like
a great person for an assassination, somebody
it
that
just
can change
hasn't
forms.
Been like a mention before, so it's just like a weird, like, hey, you do the thing. I'm like, wait, what thing? Like,
right,
obviously, there's other conversations that's happening off the screen, but it was just like a weird, like, what are you talking about moment?
Yep,
at least for an audience. But it's very clear that Sage and Homelander, there's tension,
and
Firecracker's all over, and it's kind of the same thing, like, Firecracker is just saying what Homelander wants, and Homelander can't, like, get over that. He needs to be like the one in charge, the one in control, and the one that's constantly being coddled.
Yep, especially after what happened the last week at their like meeting or whatever, with him kind of making a fool of himself trying to tell these people. And so yeah, he doesn't want to be like that. That's a big thing to him,
obviously. All this audience, like, Sage is like the thing that's going to
make
this
happen.
She's the person that's going to do that.
Yeah, if Homelander has a chance to do what he wants, I think Sage is his best bet.
Yeah,
which the smartest person in the world
leads to questions later on. The Deep has conversations with his squid girlfriend. I forget what if the squid has a name.
It's like Aurora or something like that. No, I feel like it's something kind of like that though. I'm trying to remember.
Aurora does sound. I know Tinda Smelton is the one who does the voice.
Which is always funny.
Yeah. But yeah, the Deep and the Squid, they have conversations. And eventually the Deep kills his Squid girlfriend.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
That's what it was.
Once she confronts him about Sage and the fact that she wants to move. And he angrily breaks the glass because she's saying, hey, she's using you. She is using you. Which leads to a funny moment, which I forgot to write about, because I actually kind of forgot about it. But we'll talk about that soon.
Okay.
Out of nowhere, Homelander kind of says, hey, what's next plan? Let's go with the boys. And he sends, and this was weird.
This was weird and sudden, but I kind of appreciated it. It was kind of like the first good action we've gotten in a little while.
It was. And, you know, the boys, they did their thing. And we'll talk about that when we talk about the boys. And just what up? I don't, I forget what he said, but just like the way he's just sitting there and like, we're here to kill you.
Yeah.
And the fight breaks out. Starlight fights the Deep. Mm. And the Deep was just like, you're going to treat me like I'm a victim here.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Might he's be cool like, outing Wake.
Yeah, yeah, playing like, the total, yeah.
It's like, man, you're such a fucking idiot.
Just the worst. He completely devolved into just like the worst person.
But like he always was an idiot.
Yeah, but...
You just felt bad for him.
Yeah, but it seemed like... You know, for a while, they were definitely, like, teasing the thought that, like, maybe he has a conscience. Maybe he doesn't want to be this guy, and he wants to be a better person, and he just doesn't know how to do it. But, man, did he just he was, fall he off
He was getting
rails.
There. Yeah. He's just like, oh, I was a that, pure being.
That part where he kills Ambrosia, that was brutal. Just listening to her scream for him, and he just sits there and waits for her to suffocate to death? Is that what you would call it? I mean, I guess because if they can only get oxygen from underwater.
Yeah, I mean, if suffocating a lack of oxygen or is suffocating lack of air.
I guess I'm not sure.
I guess so, it depends on the technical term. But yeah, but lack of better term, suffocating.
Yeah.
So, Black Noir shows up.
Yeah.
And he's flying.
Yeah.
He can talk. He can fly.
Yeah.
It was kind of a cool scene.
It
just
was
him like flying there, and then they take the minigun.
Yeah.
And as someone who's playing Fallout 4 like a lot these last couple days, it's just fun to see the minigun in use.
Blast him right out the window with a minigun.
It seemed like the Deep was about to crush Annie's head, and it seemed like Black Noir had Butcher.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, A-Train makes his.
Reveal. Yep.
He fights the deep.
Yeah, I love what he tells it. He's just immediately, he's like, I've never fucking liked you. I've always hated you. Yep. And I just like, more respect.
And Annie smashes the Deep's head a lot. They're fucking invincible.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do we kill him? I'm like, just throw him through the fucking wall.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I did think it through a little bit. Like,
I mean, we are kind of skipping ahead a little bit because before A-Train comes, I guess unless you want to talk about this with the boys part, but with Butcher and stuff.
Yeah, I was saving that.
Okay.
I think maybe that's why I wrote the boys first.
Yeah. See, we should have did the boys first then.
I let you choose.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have let me choose.
That's fair. We could save it.
Okay.
We're talking about like, the boys itself.
Okay.
But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Like, what do we do? Just throw on the roof. When we get back to it, we'll talk about like. Because I want to break it down a little
bit.
Basically, the Deep and Black Noir gets their ass kicked. One thing I want to mention too, and I want to talk about this point when we talk big questions. Black Noir is in.
Yep.
Right. He was about to be out.
The Deep reconvinced him. It seems
I
like.
Question if he did.
Yeah, or
because it's the Deep.
Yeah, or if I'm still kind of holding on that there's more going on with Black.
That's
Noir.
What I was leading to.
Yeah,
it feels like there's more.
Mm.
I feel like he's a stud anchor plan.
Yep. Yeah, he's somebody.
Or
that...
is he's Newman's final reveal?
Yeah, I could see that. Either way, I think, especially with like the flying and stuff like that, like I feel like that's just it's an obvious nod to like the comic book.
Yeah.
Version like saying, oh, he actually has more powers than we know about.
He's the Black Cloud.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like what were we talking about before that? It could just be like the same like process or whatever that they used on Homelander because he was like one of the first ones that they made in America, right?
Because
it was originally a German thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Stormfront got her powers and stuff.
Yeah. Or same genetics. Something along that line.
It's
like he is like the Homelander contingency.
Yep.
I think that would be the biggest thing. Like, he doesn't even have to be, like, the clone of Homelander, or he doesn't even have to be the same strain. Just the Homelander contingency, I think, would suffice as a story.
Somebody that could potentially take him on.
Well, he's going to be Season 5's weapon to kill Homelander.
Yeah.
Because every season there's a new plan.
Yeah.
Plan E. Black Noir 2.
Soldier Boy could have done it.
Soldier Boy could have done it.
Yep.
But still could. That's the thing. The virus could have killed it or killed them too, but you don't want to kill Ryan, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
Homelander and Firecracker, are they visit Webweaver because Firecracker thinks Webweaver is the mole. Mm. Later on, Sage talks about how it's like he would confess to anything to get his next fix.
Mm.
And from last week's episode, it does seem like he would do anything for a fix.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it didn't take much convincing, like, hey, we're going to take her outfit, or hey, you know.
Yeah, I'm still a little confused by that scene, because it didn't really seem like they asked him for anything.
No.
Because they just kind of like showed up, gave him drugs, and then stole a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, there was never really like a...
I feel like there was more there, and they just cut a lot out.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, you know, if it came in like trying to pretend like you're asking for information or something like that, and like, oh, I'll give you this, and then you steal it. Like, that would make more sense. Yeah, that would make more sense than just how it played out in the episode.
So yeah, Webweaver kind of just talks about how he gave the suit, or didn't really say a whole lot.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he wouldn't have even known, right? Because he was passed out. So maybe he was just saying it to, like, try to appease Homelander.
It didn't seem like Webweaver really understood the situation whatsoever. Yeah. And was exfoliating his fluids often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, like, I guess, I don't know, it's very obvious not to, like, withdrawals and stuff like that from drugs. Because, like, when people are going through really heavy withdrawals from, like, pain pills and stuff like that, they have really bad problems with keeping things inside their body like that. So that's pretty... on point, I guess.
Yeah, I got that sense too. Mm. I was expecting Homelander to kill him a lot sooner than he did, because he kept doing it, and Homelander just was like flat out disgusted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, he's gonna fucking kill him after like the next one. He didn't. He held himself.
Yeah.
Until he said that he did help them, and then fucking just rips
immediately.
Him in half.
Yeah, working on his patience, but if he would stop killing people so fast, I think he would learn a lot more information.
Yeah, and just Sage like, just mentioned it.
Yeah, just like the person last week or the week before or whatever office. Yeah, just blasts her as soon as she says that she did it.
The third person now that he just outright killed.
Yeah,
like, oh hey, I'm the leak kill.
Yeah, without even like questioning any further.
It's like, maybe you should not do, like,
yeah, you could always try to like turn them back against them, you know, like that's like the big play, you know.
Yeah, speaking of which, A-Train fighting the Deep and Black Noir obviously gets outed. Sage comes back after she essentially led the boys with the shapeshifter, and she did mention that she is doing this purposely because she knew A-Train was the mole.
Yep.
Which, I think we questioned if she knew or not, because it was kind of obvious that
she was looking at him and stuff like that. And, I mean, to be fair, if she truly is the smartest person in the world, then she should be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's playing 4D chess, that's all.
Mm. And Homelander gets upset because we said no more secrets. And obviously she kept this one as a secret.
Mm.
Probably because he fucking kills people immediately.
Yep.
And she was trying to explain that, like, this is part of the plan. We're feeding them. We're giving them the information I want them to know. This is literally the fastest misinformation machine we have in the world.
Mm.
And I didn't pick up on what she meant when she said that until I'm like, oh, wait, A-Train. That's this man. Literally, like, gives them information instantly.
Yep.
And we see that they showed the shapeshifter. Mm. She purposely showed off the shapeshifter. And they found out later on their plans. And we'll talk about that in the boys, because I do have questions on that. Homelander is pissed off at her, fires her. Sage is kicked out of the Seven. And as she's leaving, the Deep was like, hey... comes up to her about it and is like, hey, now I got kicked off. And then Black Noir, it was revealed she was also sleeping with Black Noir.
Potentially, because he asked. He's like, would she make you give lobotomies too? And he's like, what?
No, I think he was. They were sleeping together, but...
She wasn't getting lobotomies to sleep with him?
That's how I took it.
Yeah.
Dude,
I would need a lobotomy to get with Deep.
I burst out laughing.
Yeah.
I bursted out laughing because I'm like, okay, this is great. Like, it wasn't that she was just fucking the Deep. She was fucking both of them.
Mm.
And not just that she was fucking both of them. And he's like, oh, you need a lobotomy to have sex with people. Okay, cool. I was like, no.
No, you need just a lobotomy you.
Just to have sex with just you.
Yeah.
I don't think he's smart enough to realize it.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
But I left my ass off. It's like, oh, this is great. Before she leaves her book, which I believe Queen Maeve was on it. Mm. But she left her book that outlines her whole plan. And I think that like the fact that they put the camera on it, obviously, it's going to be a thing, a plot point. And
Chekhov's gun,
yeah,
if you will.
I believe that's it for Vaughn.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Aside from the part when after Deep kills Ambrosia and he goes to Homelander and he's just like, I'll kill anybody. Like, just let me kill people. Like, I'm down.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll kill every fish in the whole, in the ocean. I don't care. Yeah, it's just like, wow, really off the deep end. Funny.
I love it. But yeah. He's very much it. I did forget about that scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's pretty much like, he's it. And he is one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I don't mind this from him.
It's more interesting than just like the loser aspect or like the like him just keep doing the same dumb things over and over again.
Final battle, right? He's a henchman.
Yep.
He's a henchman of Homelander.
And he's a like, tough one at that.
He's a tough one. But the thing I like about it is like we understood him from like being the end and there was like hope.
Yeah.
That he would become like what A-Train is now. Mm-hmm. And I really just like the fact that they had two arcs and they're both intermixed.
Yep. And then they kind of flipped the script on us.
And it was like A-Train's the one who became the hero. He's the one who like got his shit together. Mm-hmm. With the Deep, like, he had everything perfect.
Yep.
But the fact that he wanted to feel strong and powerful and not like have people lifted, even though he very much needs people to lift him to get where he is, because he is not that bright.
Nope.
He chose the wrong person, essentially. Like, if he would have chose his wife, you know, he would have, like, got rid of...
Yeah, I think that it could have been a whole other story for him instead of just a...
But he was essentially just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is a happy tool.
Yeah, I guess.
A happy assassin.
Yeah, murderous. Yeah.
Maybe not so much after getting his head beaten.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
I assume
see if
he's fine?
Any... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seemed brutal, but apparently... They're okay. My question is, like, is he just, like, completely invincible, or do people just, like, heal a lot? Because, like Sage isn't invincible, but apparently she could just heal her brain, which is, like, pretty traumatic.
That is a bigger, larger question of what is the actual power of the boys, right?
Because,
like, when Huey got 10B, he was also technically stronger. Firecracker's stronger and durable.
Yep. Than just like a regular human.
Yeah. I feel like they're Captain America with powers.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, Webweaver, you know, must not have been that durable, or at least not compared to Homelander, if he can just get ripped in half with his bare hands.
Or maybe Homelander's just that strong.
That much strong, yeah. That much stronger.
I think that's where it is.
Is that kind of what they're implying? That nobody is safe from Homelander kind of thing?
It just seems like if you have Gen V or Tempe in you, you have like your Captain America, at least at
as at bottom,
yeah,
level,
for abilities. And then, that's Firecracker.
She, yeah,
even though she got
make
an
some
ass
little explosions. Yeah.
All right, let's get into the boys.
Yes.
Butcher shows up out of nowhere, and he reveals his plan where he's been. Right, hey, I kidnapped Samir. He made us. He's going to make us a virus, but he needed help. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get him the best chemist that I know. And there's Frenchie.
Yep.
And I will say this, because like, from a story standpoint, it seemed cheap.
Yep.
That there, he's like, back. Oh, he's back. But I also didn't think him turning himself in was honestly that great of a story beat anyway. It almost
I feel like Frenchie's story, like this whole season, like it had potential. Like I feel like they really could have did something cool with it, with him dealing with the guilt and stuff. Yeah, but just like sending him away for an episode to not see him, and then just bringing him back out of the blue, it just feels it feels forced.
From a lore perspective, though, like his crimes essentially already were forgiven. Mm. Like, he joined the he was a member of the CIA. They knew what he did. Mm. They know who he was. And he turned himself in for something he was already exonerated for, essentially.
Yep, yep.
And so, like, when he was like, yeah, yeah, and now he pulled his strings and he got out. It's like, and, like, initially I was like, oh, that's cheap. Like, oh, yeah, and they can just bring anyone. It's like, no. Like, they could because they got Edgar out. Mm. So they already established they could.
Well, I mean, they have the president on their side.
Yeah. But also, like, you would think Frenchie was already exonerated. Butcher was already exonerated. M.M. Huey. Like, they're already exonerated from their crimes because they're working for the government. I think that's something you could assume. Yeah. Or am I wrong there?
No, I think that's pretty safe to assume. But I guess the question is like, when you're exonerated by, like, the CIA, is that maybe not the same thing as, like, just actually being, like, a free person?
Right, like, but, like...
Like, if you just go into, like, a random police station or, like, oh, I did all this stuff, and they know that you did it, like, they're probably still going to arrest you.
Yeah, I would assume so, too. You go through the process, right, and check it out. But, like, once they're like, oh, yeah,
unless somebody, I feel like unless, like, somebody from the CIA intervenes, like, it probably won't go up that far. Because, like, they're not going to reach out to the CIA and be like, hey, did you say this guy's good?
Yeah, I feel like that's a whole thing of, like, let's say if you killed somebody, but you got tried for it and you got let off, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I did it.
Mm.
And it's a double jeopardy thing. Like, you already tried for it. You already had a conviction. And I assume that would happen with Frenchie.
Yeah, but I guess maybe the, like, the actual process, like, it's not quite the same. It's like an off the books. Like, we just black out your record. It's not like you're actually exonerated. We just kind of make it disappear and act like it doesn't happen.
Yeah. So I guess that would make sense.
Because they're not like a public figure, you know, they're not going to be out there like, oh, we're, you know, pardoning this mass murderer so he can help us with the, with our plot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but I just want to make that point. So I'm like, okay, Frenchie coming back does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I'm glad he's back because, you know, he's part of the boys. But yeah, I feel like his whole, like, the whole thing this season has been kind of wishy-washy, him and Kimiko.
It seems like a step back for his character. Yeah. And it seems like a step back that's more filler in nature rather than, like, exploratory.
Yep, I would agree with that. It feels very much just kind of like they didn't know what to do with him this season. So they're like, let's throw this little storyline in and it'll take up the whole season and then he'll be back by the end.
Let's
and
make him gay to get back at the right.
Yeah.
I've seen that on the internet. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's probably just they didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah. And
it's more bad writing rather than
any, like, agenda or anything like that.
Yeah. I don't mind a storyline in that regard.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, like, at the beginning, I mean, it was interesting, you know, with, like, the relationship, whatever. But then, yeah, I guess. I mean, it was even interesting concept to, like, you know, be dating somebody who's, like, you killed their entire family. Like, that is interesting. But it's just, like, it was all
so fucked up.
Yeah. And just, like, just thrown out there. He just, like, tells him and then locks himself up, and that's just, I don't know, I guess maybe we'll get more conclusion,
I see what you're saying. I agree with you that I think the storyline, if it was focused on, would have been a lot better.
It had potential, I guess.
I think it would have been a great storyline if they spent the time to focus on it. And I think the biggest thing about this is they have a lot of ideas for the season, but I feel like they ended up having so many ideas that they cut out a lot of, like, the interpersonal stuff that, like, it just, when you put it all together, it just doesn't flow.
Right, right. You're missing out with those.
And there's so many scenes where the boys talk, and I'm like, it just feels like it's so cut and paste dialogue, and I'm like, it just feels like there's a larger thing here, and I think maybe that's what's going on with Frenchie. Maybe they wanted to do it all, and they couldn't do it all, so they just cut it everywhere.
Yep, just took little bits out everywhere where they thought it would not be super noticeable, but it's definitely still a little noticeable.
Like, it's like, is and isn't noticeable, but it's more or less like these characters aren't getting the full attention. Like, their storylines aren't getting the full attention they deserve, so it comes off as just eh. Rather than, like, something fulfilling.
Right.
And that's kind of like where Frenchie's is. It's just unfulfilling.
Yep.
So Butcher shows himself. He kind of reveals that he's talking to himself. And Samir also makes mention, like, hey, he talks to himself. Like, he's talking to another person that's not
arguing
there.
Yeah, with another person.
And it's Kessler, right?
Yep.
I was going to look this up, the origin of the name Kessler, because I've heard this name several times.
I'm pretty sure they were a character in The Boys, in the comic book.
Well, not just that, but I want to know, like, bigger-wise, the name Kessler, and then we're jumping over a little place. revealing Kessler, but I wanted to bring it up because I didn't write it down. I just want to know what the name means.
There's a Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. There's a Kessler Syndrome.
What's Kessler Syndrome?
Looks like it has something to do with space. Yeah, space debris. Yeah, probably nothing that would make sense right now.
Okay, never mind. Go and do conspiracy
theory. Yeah, yeah, right.
The name Kessler means something more. Maybe it's a hint for the next episode of the... Yeah, I don't know. Getting on to the storylines. Butcher shows up and says basically, like, hey, we gotta go... Kimiko, we need... Frenchie needs to go help with Samir and get him the actual drug. And then talks about a shapeshifter following Sage and the person. Like, Sage is meeting with the person. So the two groups break off. Kimiko and Frenchie, which is the worst pairing they could have possibly chose.
Yeah.
Like, when Emma's like, all right, you two go. And I'm like, or was it MM or was it Butcher?
Well, I think at that point, because as soon as Butcher comes back in, I feel like pretty shortly after MM is like, I'm done. Like, you're in charge again. I can't take this. I literally had, like, a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be the one that's running the show. It has to be you.
Yep. So yeah, Frenchie and Kimiko go off, and I think like that's the worst pairing. Like, someone should have known. Like, yeah, maybe not those two right away, but it does work out, and kind of.
Yeah,
kind of works out. MM gives leadership to Butcher, as you said. MM sends his family to Belize.
Yep, he was going to go with them
until A-Train shows up. Because A-Train notices that he wasn't there, so. He convinces him, like, hey, like, I am now a hero. And he mentions a little boy. Like, no one else was here except him.
Mm.
But that boy looked at me as a hero. And just mentioned that. And pretty much just say, hey, like, you have a responsibility here. Mm. Like, you can go run off with your family, but you have the responsibility. And there was a point between A-Train and Ashley, too. And Ashley's like, take me away. We can go together. And he just looks at her. And
yeah.
Like, we're not fucking.
Yeah, just, yeah. Let's just run away.
But I just like that look. Like, all right. Button your shit up. Let's go.
Yeah.
I love us just how serious he is now. A-Train convinced him not to leave. And then I believe Emmett, because I thought it was weird that MM and A-Train showed up together just in the nick of time. Obviously, this is a fantasy. You're going to have those conveniences. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm like, if they just left here and then they went back together, like, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, do you think A-Train ever, like, rides in cars?
He definitely pops into cars while they're driving.
Yeah.
This is like one, arguably one of the greatest scenes too.
Yeah.
I think of Red Rush and Invincible, where he talks about how cruciating like life is,
right? With other everything people. Is so so slow.
And I imagine just A-Train in a car, and he couldn't leave. Like if he was in the middle seat, and he just couldn't leave without killing somebody. I just like imagine him just being tortured the entire time.
Yes,
he's just like, this is so slow. But I don't know.
Right, we don't know if it quite works like that for him. His brain has, in order to move that fast, your brain has to move that fast too, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would just run into a wall and die immediately because you wouldn't be able to react. So, I mean, yeah, it would make sense that, I mean, he's got to be pretty quick thinking.
You would think. I mean, every other speedster has something like that in the history. So you'd think that way.
Yeah.
I lost my spot. So the boys, they went up to the person, and they find a woman in a closet, and they're like, oh, we'll save you. And she's like, oh, you're Starlight. The shapeshifter, or the woman, touches Starlight and immediately starts slashing, runs away. And she starts shedding her skin after touching another person. And that is the boy's version of a shapeshifter, which is fucking gross.
Just like the shifters in Supernatural. That's how they do it, too. They rip off all their skin.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's got to be brutal.
They are probably used to it, but man, just like chasing after him too, and they're just like slipping all over the place,
just like throwing chunks of skin back at you.
So yeah, they ran out their shapeshifter. Butcher was like, oh, that's fucking brilliant, but god, I hate shapeshifting soups. But they find the plan that they're gonna use a shapeshifter to kill the president, which again is very, very mirror like of our world. More so than we even imagine. And I'm sure the writers even... I'm like, actually, They're probably debating right now whether or not they should even release the episode. I know they're debating it.
Oh, they better.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So yeah, they find the plan for the shapeshifter, which brings us to the point that Sage is giving them information and is clearly like seen giving. She's also in her costume. I wanted to ask you about that because I thought like in the first four or five episodes, she wasn't in her costume. She was always like incognito, right? This time she's in her costume and she's like in the middle of public yelling at this person. Mm-hmm. And get, I'm like, you think the boys would pick up on that?
I mean, like they would pick up on the fact that she was wearing her costume.
Yeah, just like it seemed obvious. Or I guess it was A-Train who got the information at that point, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. A-Train is that dumb.
Yeah.
He's not the brightest.
No, he's definitely not the brightest, but like compared to the Deep, he's Albert Einstein.
I would say Deep is dumb. A-Train at best is average.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He hasn't really shown like any outright stupid behavior, has he?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never took him as like the most intelligent
person. No, definitely not. I'd say, you know, average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the fact that I just like put him in the Deep as together the entire time, and I thought that. But now thinking about it, I'm like, okay, he's more like zero baseline.
Yeah.
Moving forward, right? Mm. Huey goes off, does his own thing. He goes to Newman, say, hey, brings candy. He's like, hey,
they bring all their junk food. Yeah.
Yeah, and brings back and forth like. They had a relationship. Yep. I think was it a year or 2 years like time gap between season two and season three. I forget the
were they in a relationship? I thought they were like childhood friends.
I don't remember if they were childhood friends. Actor and actress wise, they're in a relationship.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought. I guess that's what I took from it, but I could be wrong. I thought that they were saying they were friends like from like for a long time, like when they were children, and then maybe they grew apart as they got older.
I don't think that's the case. I think it was just the fact that they became friends during that time, but it was like at least a year or two.
Right.
It was at least a year. My brain's saying 2 years, but I think it was a year. But they apparently got close. So he's last ditch effort in saying, "Hey,
don't do this.
Don't do this." And if you watch House of Dragons, it's very similar to Queen Allison and Queen Rhaenyra. And I know you have probably watched House of Dragons yet, but for the listeners, it's very similar because she does a similar thing. Like, hey, before this gets too fucking crazy, like, let's stop this.
Yep.
And just like House of Dragons, spoiler alert, to no avail.
Yep. I mean, to be fair, it'd be pretty boring if they just stopped, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you wouldn't have a show if everyone's like, all right, kumbaya, let's drink tea. Like,
yeah.
It's not that interesting. Mm. It's the conflict.
Yeah, that's what keeps it spicy.
And this is where we get to the Deep and the Black Noir, then ambush the boys. Then that's when A-Train shows up. MM also shows up. Butcher's trying to get the gun.
Can I also just say this? Like, yes. Aside from Homelander, can anyone even, like, take out A-Train? Like, watching him fight, too, like, he's so fast. I mean, it's like the Flash. How do you stop the Flash? Like, without some, like, contrived ice beam gun or whatever, like, you know, like they have to do for the Flash. Like, how does anyone even touch him, aside from Homelander, if he can catch him?
I mean, if you put it this way, right? I mean, he's now healthy. He has a new heart. He can run wild. Before, I mean, he got his ass kicked by Kimiko and Starlight.
Yep.
But
that was when he was, like, literally having a heart attack when he fought Starlight.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Kimiko got the jump on him.
Yep.
That is a question. Kimiko broke his bones. So, like,
if you can touch him, you could hurt him. But the question is, can you catch him?
Yeah, outside of Homelander.
And even Homelander, I mean, Homelander's fast, but he's not that fast. So you'd really have to, you know...
No,
like sweep him up.
No, but I think this might be a Flash Superman situation where the Flash is just like a tiny amount faster, but Superman is also fast enough to be able to like.
Yeah, I do forget because like when he's what was it like the first season when Homelander is like searching the area for the boys after Translucent goes missing, and he's just like boom, 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 flying back and forth all over, searching every like street.
He is fast. I feel like he would be fast enough to catch him. Like, I feel like if those two were in a fight, like, if Homelander catches him...
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just a matter of, yeah, if he can get his hands on him, I guess.
I also don't think A-Train has enough punch to really do anything to Homelander.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he could actually, like,
then again, he does have enough punch to go through a person.
Yeah, but then you think about, like, Omni-Man and the Red... What is it? Red... The guy from Invincible, the speedster. You just said it a little
bit. Oh, Red Rush.
Red Rush. How, like, he's unloading on Omni-Man and just, like, can't do anything to him as he crushes his head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of what I feel like would happen if he got caught.
Yeah. That's a really good reference that I completely forgot about. Mm-hmm. You said you. Red, and I was like,
yeah,
Red
you just Guardian? Said yeah.
Yeah, so the Deep and Black Noir ambush the boys. Black Noir reveals his nature, and then A-Train saves the day.
A-Train and MM, because I mean MM. Well, yeah, with the minigun taking Noir out,
and MM with a quick thought to grab the minigun that Butcher was going for, and then he was asking Kessler.
Yep. So yeah, when it was real desperate and it looked like Annie was gonna get killed by Deep, and he was on the ground from Noir, he's like, Kessler, do what you did to Ezekiel, do it again.
This reminds me of the Hulk Infinity War situation, where he's like, no, fuck you.
Yep.
Like, you resent me? I ain't fucking helping you. Die.
But at the same time, like, had it gone on any longer, do you think maybe he might have switched?
Because
I feel like at the end of the day, I mean, if Kessler is him and he is, Butcher doesn't want to die.
Yeah, I would agree. So you would think so. Yeah. Same with like the Hulk in Infinity War. Like at some point, you think the Hulk would come up, but he's definitely like taking his fucking sweet time.
Yep.
The whole Infinity War Hulk thing. I feel like is a kind of a plot hole a little bit.
Yeah, I never really liked that because the Hulk is like one of my favorite characters, and to just like sideline him like that was
just get his ass kicked again.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, have an awesome fight with the Hulk and.
But how much money do they save on CGI?
Disney is saving money.
All right. There's a lot for the boys this week.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to the big stuff yet.
No, not yet.
Trying to find where I'm at. All right. Frenchie and Kimiko helps save Samir. Frenchie's giving him shit. He's like, you know, in a clean lab of like things, I could make this virus. And he's like, I can make, you know, anything in, like, the dirtiest of labs. Like, we got this.
Yep.
And through Frenchie's help, which really tells you how great Frenchie could have been if he was just in the right situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the fact that this person, like, he can make anything, right? Mm-hmm. He's, like, probably arguably the greatest chemist.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it at this point.
Does.
Yeah.
They essentially make a virus, and then Samir, well, let's get into Frenchie Kimiko stuff. They talk about like why they left, and it seems like they made up, right? Because Frenchie's like, hey, this is what happened with me, this is what I'm dealing with, like I killed his entire family. Kimiko's like, hey, I had to kill this is essentially, we're dealing with
trauma bonding.
Yeah. And thank you for the short summary. I was feeling there a little bit, but they make up, right?
Yep.
And then after they make up, of course, and they were like, all right, we gotta let this guy go, right? And like, yeah. And then the guy stabs Kimiko with the virus.
Yep.
And we see how quick
that
thing kills. And if you watched NV, you already knew
That it was real bad.
And were you worried about Kimiko in this situation?
Well, I mean, my first thought was immediately was cut off her leg.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing.
It's just
too.
Like venom, you know, kind of thing. You got to stop it from spreading through the whole body.
Mm-hmm. And Frenchie quickly amputates Kimiko. That gotta be hard to like hurt someone you love like that. But also like,
you're saving their life.
I mean, Kimiko in the beginning of the season literally fell flat and like in the face, and like her whole body was like in shreds and put it together.
Yeah, and, like, just like put your face back on and stuff. Yeah, that was hard to watch.
So like, yeah, I don't feel like you're that worried about Kimiko.
Yeah,
in that situation. But at the same time, like, yeah, if it gets to a point where you can't amputate her body, like...
Yeah, she, right, if it gets all the way past her leg, yeah.
And good thing it's in the head, or in the leg, because if it would have got anywhere close, like, it's, I feel like as soon as your brain gets hit, you're dead.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, you can't, they can't cut off her head, I assume, right? Her head won't grow back.
That's, that would be an interesting question, is, like, which part of the body would, like...
Where does the head regrow far? The body, or does the body regrow the head? I guess that's a question of, like, Wolverine, too. How does that work with Wolverine?
Any part, any cell.
But wouldn't that mean that he would, like...
Deadpool is any cell. If you had any cell left of him, he would regenerate.
Yeah, but what happens if you're split into two, then?
I don't... One of them does?
Yeah, just, like, which one, though? Like,
stop
just
putting holes in choice. The comic book. Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, you cut the leg. She was fine. But it was, like, kind of a scary, like, oh, shit,
tense, yeah, works. Right, yeah. Especially if, I mean... Mm. Kimiko died, that'd be sad. She's one of my favorites.
That'd be the worst death.
Yeah.
So they save it, and then they bring it to the group, and Frenchie's charged with making a virus that can kill Newman. Mm. And Samira was the only one who didn't want Newman to be dead, but obviously if you stab somebody, that fuck your request.
Yep.
Then we get to Huey and Starlight being in the room together. And can I... What was your... like? What was your thoughts in that scene? Did you forget about the shapeshifter?
I totally did by that
point. I did too. And it wasn't until, like, that scene started. Because, like, my brain was just racing. ADHD going through. And then I'm like, wait a second. We saw a shapeshifter. Like, meaning someone probably got taken. Because why would you show a shapeshifter and not do the storyline?
Yep.
And, like, Annie shows up in Starlight. I'm like, oh, it's Annie. And I'm saying this out loud. And Sapphire is just like... What are you saying? Like, there was a shapeshifter. So, therefore, there's someone's probably taken, right? That would, you think that'd be the storyline. And he's acting weird. It's her. It's totally her. And then revealed that, you know, she's the shapeshifter. She gets the secrets for Newman.
Mm.
And that's where it's revealed that Starlight is imprisoned. Huey gets raped again.
Yeah. He's putting him through the ringer this season.
My God.
Poor guy.
I will say from what we... Let's save that. We'll get back to it. Let's finish up this up real quick. Starlight's in prison. Mm. We don't know who. We have a pretty... I would say a rough idea.
Yeah, I mean, they showed her getting kidnapped and stuff in the flashback.
Butcher passes out in the bar.
Yeah, after witnessing Ryan. Well, because he's, like, arguing with Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, then Ryan... goes on and he's like, this is wrong, like, don't do this, and he's like, see, I was right, and then he passes out.
Yep. Okay, so that's it. That is all the episode. 50 minutes.
Okay, I was gonna say there's no way it's only been 15 minutes.
It's only been 15 minutes. Jam-packed into one small episode. We're great at our job. I have a bunch of questions before we get into the recap. I guess the questions is part of the recap. But morally speaking, so last episode, it doesn't seem like the big controversy from episode 6 really lasted that long. It was kind of like...
Yeah, it burned out. Yeah.
And then, but I will say this. This episode doesn't address it at all.
No.
And they put Huey through the situation fucking again.
Yeah.
You know, you can argue that it's not. But it, like, it's a very rape-like scenario.
Yeah, it's very adjacent. It's one of those, it's just kind of like in the other show where it was like a situation that like could happen in a world with like superpowered people, but it's hard to like relate it to our world because you would never be like,
you wouldn't be in that situation.
Yeah. Especially not like so outright. I guess you could get tricked in like a different way, but not just like you actually like looking, seeing your partner and it's not them. Like that would never happen. In
right. life. But I just, his dad, he had to kill his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets in a BDSM situation where it's rape-like.
Mm.
And then now he's having sex with somebody that isn't his girlfriend.
Yep.
And I'm like, that it's rough. And I do think there is... They're not as, like, sensitive about it. And I wish they would have addressed it more in a deep fact. Because, like, he's going through a lot of fucked up shit. And it seems like they're not really doing much to like that.
Yeah, but maybe it could be like a situation where, I mean, not to excuse it, but they're just like dumping and dumping and dumping and it's not, and then like we're going to deal with all the aftermath later on.
It could be too.
Like it, you know, it hasn't had time to deal with anything yet. It just keeps happening.
And that could be the case, and they could maybe address it in season 5, and I will say that like for a whole show. If they address it later on, it would make it better. But I think just the fact that, like, they got called out for episode 6 and they kind of laughed out, like, it's just a joke. And it's like, okay, you're very unaware of, like, your main character that everyone sees through. Like, that is their eyes, their lens. Like, they see the world through his eyes. Your main character now went through three major fucked up trauma, like, situations. And, like, one of those things is okay if you, as long as you address it. But to do three in a row and then laugh it off, it's like, I don't think you... There is, like, that lack of awareness that, like, your audience is the main character.
Yeah.
And, like, you can tell stories, but you have to at least be sensitive, like, what they're going through.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I just want to address it. I don't want to belabor on it or hate it. Because I think, like, if anything, this is a big con of Eric Kripke of this show so far, at least this season, is just the lack of, like, sensitivity and awareness of his main character. And it's a big one, but, like, it doesn't take away from, like, the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to pretend like it takes away from the rest of the season. It's one of those, like, yeah, it's not the greatest, but, like, there's other things.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely hasn't, like, ruined the show or anything.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into big questions. And yes. If I had production sounds, big questions. Something like that.
yeah, that's perfect. All right.
What will Ryan do now?
See, that was the other thing. They cut him off before he got to finish saying what he was saying. So, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, he went against his dad now, like, outright.
And his dad's already... Oh, we also forgot to mention that his dad cried over Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big moment that we should have mentioned. I thought it was interesting that he cried.
Well, Adrian was, like, one of the original people with him.
And been there forever. I think it's weird to think that he has nostalgia for that. But, like, it makes sense. Like, oh.
That was kind of like their prime time, you know, with Maeve and, you know,
the
Translucent. And it was like, that was like the Seven.
Torchlight.
Yep, yeah. Torchlighter.
Torchlighter.
That was like the Seven for a long time. That's kind of like the feeling we got. And then ever since stuff started happening, it's been kind of a revolving door.
And, like, it was just him, the Deep, and A-Train then. And then A-Train, it's like, okay, now it's just me and the Deep. Like, it's just. I have the fucking idiot on my side.
Yeah. And Firecracker.
Yeah. Let's get back to Ryan, though. What do you think he's going to do? Also, is he saved morally? So we talked about how he...
I mean... I think it's still a process. I mean, the fact that he's questioning things and stuff like that, I mean, that's big.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. Because that's what you got to do. You got to question things, you know.
Yeah, I didn't.
Ironic, you know, the whole thing, like, see something, say something, and he's like, "Well, I'm seeing something, and I'm saying something about it. Like, this is messed up.
This is fucking bullshit."
Yeah,
this is see something, say something.
You shouldn't report on your parents, you know. Like, that's, yeah.
Like, this isn't even
your family's all you got. Yeah, it was a whole, like, family speech kind of thing that he gave, which kind of leans more towards Butcher and his mom.
Well,
he even mentions, like, my mom wouldn't want this. This is not what you want me to do.
Yeah, and I think that's him leaning towards Butcher. Do you think Ryan's going to actually be the hero that, like, this world needs? I say we, and I think it's funny that I say we, because, like, I look at our world, and I'm like, we need a hero. Like, this is, like, a story in itself. And I'm like, who the fuck's our Butcher? Who is our Ryan?
I don't know if we need a Butcher.
I had a thought, but I'm not going to say it. I'm like, someone thought they were Butcher for a moment.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like Ryan is geared up to potentially be the hero of the story. And I think if that's the case and the final showdown is Ryan and Homelander, like, that's juicy.
It is, but I don't know. Like, are we really supposed to believe that, like, Ryan is able to take on Homelander?
No, but maybe that's what season 5 is.
Yeah.
Maybe season 5 is Butcher and Ryan. Like, Butcher is now doing what Homelander did to Ryan. Trying to make him into this, like, killing soup machine.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, and Ryan's like, fuck no. Like, maybe he looks more like Starlight or A-Train. Or maybe this is where A-Train's story comes, you know, maybe it inspires Ryan to be a hero. I don't know. I just see, like, them going to the storyline. And I do think, like, Homelander being conflicted to killing Ryan to fulfill his dream, Like, that's a torture I want to see him go through.
For him, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's the first question I thought would be a good one. Like, what is he going to do now? Mm. And it does seem like he might be morally saved.
Yeah, I mean,
at least there's speaking hope.
Out, yeah, oh yeah. Much more hope than what happened the last time we saw him.
Just smiling as he's making...
Chick beat the crap out of
unless
the guy.
That's a theme for he's going to become Butcher.
Yeah, I could, like good but bad at the same time.
Yeah, like he's the hero, but instead of like being a hero, he's just murdering hero or superheroes that are like that cross the line. Which I feel like
you like could more argue of a Punisher type.
Than yeah, and you could argue this world needs that.
Yeah, some culling of some of those bad eggs probably wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole morally questionable thing, but I do like. I think it's worthy of a debate. Which the virus is worthy of a debate.
Yep.
How does Homelander act now? A-Train is the leak. He cried. Ryan just talked against him. Like, his son is openly talking against his plans, his show, his thing. Sage is now not against him necessarily, but he fired her because Sage lied to him.
Yep, and now he has to worry about her and what she's doing. I feel like that's like his greatest threat almost.
Yeah, I don't know if he's thinking that.
Yeah, you would but think he should be thinking that.
Firecracker probably leads him that direction, right? But he didn't kill her. He could have killed her. His world is falling apart. Like, he was already unhinged entering the season. Now he's murdering people left and right. And this episode is coming up is called Assassination Run.
I think a lot of people are going to die.
I also think that a lot of people, this episode's going to change its title. But there is a storyline in the comics where they do essentially the Homelander and a bunch of heroes rush and take over the White House. And I have a feeling this might be what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like the big lead off for the fifth season, right? Would be Homelander in the White House.
Yeah. So he's unhinged. It's just, what is he going to do? Let's move on, though. What's Sage's plan?
I've been wondering that the whole time. Because I never fully believed that her plan was just to make Homelander's plan happen.
No.
It always seemed like for the smartest person in the world, I'd be pretty disappointed if she didn't have some sort of her own agenda in all of this the whole time.
It seems like she does. And if,
but is it good or is it bad?
It doesn't seem there's a lot of hints.
No, there isn't.
Because, like, right, her plan was to use a shapeshifter to kill Singer. But is that her plan? Or is that the plan that they showed the boys? Because that is the plan that they showed the boys.
That's true.
And she claims that this is the information she wanted to show. But they also have a shapeshifter of Annie now. Who would be the Starlight, perfect person to kill, like, that perfectly works.
That would ruin everything, yeah.
It would ruin everything. It would kill Starlight. They would take out the president, and you would blame the Starlighters.
Yep. It kind of wraps it up in a neat little bow.
Yeah. So, like, but this is the fake plan.
Right.
And so my question is, like, if they know the fake plan, what does Homelander do? What was the real plan?
Does Homelander even know the real plan?
They have he has the notebook, so yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Unless it was a plan.
But, would Homelander even use that plan?
Right.
And, like, would they even be smart enough to realize what the plan actually is?
I could see, like, something going down where he tries to go by some, you know, crazy plan, and then it all falls apart, and he ends up just murdering the president in front of everyone.
Well, yeah, I do think that's where it leads to.
Yeah.
And then he just takes over.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, what are you going to do?
I'm president now.
Yep.
Deal with it, bitches. Yep. Like, who's going to take me?
Yep. Come take me out of the White House if you don't want me here.
And, like, I feel like he would have the backing of some people.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I will say this.
Especially with Newman on his side.
Is Newman on?
Well, I mean, at least on the forefront.
Because Newman's another person like Sage where it's like, I don't, what is her plan?
Yep.
And also,
is it all just to become president? Like, is it really worth all of this just for her to be president? Like, there's got to be some more to it, right?
You'd think so.
Otherwise, like, this is a whole far way to go in order to get the presidency. Yeah. To, like, literally go against your own moral judgments on things and still just to get what you want, like, that's pretty nuts.
She's getting out in next episode, right?
I mean, I feel like she has to, right?
I feel like she's going to get outed in some way, shape, or form. I just, yeah. I think Newman hears Huey. I just don't think she's going to show Huey.
Yeah, especially when he mentions the internment camps and stuff.
Yeah, and she didn't know about them. Mm-hmm. And, like, she seems like she's someone who doesn't show anyone her actual motivations. And maybe she's either badly written or, like, her motivations are constantly moving, or maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's a character who just grabs power and just kind of flips wherever, like, the tide turns, you know?
Whatever is going to get more power.
Yeah, and maybe that is her character. Mm. But I do feel like there has to be more with her.
Yeah.
Because I don't... It seems like she just kind of goes with the wind, you know? All right. Who has Annie?
I mean... It's a good question, because if Homelander is still, because I mean, it was the shapeshifter that grabbed her, right?
Yep.
So I mean, if you would assume it's got to be like Sage, then probably, right?
What does that lead to? Because if it's Sage and Sage no longer working with Homelander,
right?
Does Sage try to recruit Annie? Because she doesn't kill Annie.
Hmm.
She has her chained.
But I mean, can she even kill Annie? Can anyone kill any of these superheroes aside from Homelander? That's kind of like the vibe that I'm getting.
Yeah. Because, like, because Emma asked, how would you kill the Deep?
Yeah, like, how would you, yeah.
Well, we forgot to talk
about that. Yeah, because when, I mean, Annie, I mean, she smashes him with a big plate.
Like, and she's superpowered.
Yeah, and she's got superpowers and super strong. And if she can't even do it, like, in a situation like that, then... What does that mean exactly?
I still think they should just threw him off. Like, they had an open hole in the wall. I would have just threw him.
Yeah, but he probably would have been fine.
Probably, but, like, I'm like, okay, take a chance. The only thing I can think of is, like, publicly, they would probably be outed.
Yeah. But, I mean, they shot Noir out the window.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and they weren't worried about him, or they didn't even question if he was okay. They're like, he's going to be back up here in just a few...
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Well, I don't know.
But they didn't know that he could fly.
Yeah, it's...
But, yeah, I don't know. There's some logistical questions about just how strong these supes really are.
There is. And I don't think they're ever going to really show.
Yeah.
Just like in really any comic book movie.
It's like almost bad form. Because it's just like in Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. when they started introducing power levels and stuff like that.
Over 9,000!
Yeah, it limits you. It puts you in a box. And it's like, okay, well, he's got power level 2,000 and he's got 2,500, so he just wins. And there's no, like, interest there. And if
you know sports at all, it doesn't matter whose team is better, right?
Mm.
Or even D&D, right? Okay, that person has a +3 modifier. They should win. Well, you still got to roll the dice.
Yep, there's still a chance, yeah.
And, like, there is still many variables in these fights. But from a writing perspective, you have to write these variables into it.
And make it interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I still want to throw them off. I was like, there's an open window. Just chuck them out. Yeah,
get them out of there.
How do we kill them? Just throw them off the window and, like, you know...
Let him fall.
Let him fall. Like, okay, if you're not, you're fine. You're already, like, you know, against. Butcher passed out.
Maybe Kessler took over.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
For what? Is Kessler completely taking over and unleashing the virus?
Right, or is he just getting, like, stronger? Like a stronger entity kind of inside of him where... Like, it's not just when he blacks out or whatever in, like, extreme situations. Is he going to start losing himself entirely, kind of, like, swapping between people?
What is Kessler?
Well, we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like, is Kessler actually, like, a figment of his, like, a creation of his own imagination? Or is it, like, the manifestation of the tumor?
I think it is the manifestation of the tumor. I think, like, they clearly said, like, hey, I am the tumor.
Yeah.
I am the version that you're imagining.
Yeah.
But I am. And we did see the tentacles, and I feel like that's a very venomish.
Yeah.
So I'm curious just like where they're going with this. If it's like a Green Goblin, like I'm taking over personality, which they did something similar with Homelander. Not necessarily taking over, but with talking back.
In the mirror and stuff, yeah.
Or is this like a hijackal situation, or is this like a Venom situation where you have two consciousness constantly fighting back and forth? Right,
like constantly fighting for, yeah.
And that's where I get, like that or Deadpool, like the video game. The voices aren't hilarious, they're, you know, more serious. Hey, do good things. No, kill all soups.
Yep.
You know. Black Noir is still in. We're thinking that something has to be there.
Yeah, I'd be very disappointed if he's just if it's just like a Ralph Boner situation.
Boner.
Yeah.
The Deep leaving about Sage. Yeah. That was just one of the questions. I'm like, how does the Deep feel? Do you think the Deep like has a moment where he's just like, because like the Sage is like the one who like puts this in his idea in his head that, hey, you're superior, hey, you're a superhuman, like,
yep,
you are better than everybody else, and that kind of get in his head, it's like, oh yeah, I'm better than everybody, right? But he learned that one, that Sage, you know, wasn't just fucking him, like he wasn't special. Do you think
I think it's just gonna make him double down even more.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
He's just, like, as deep as he can go.
Ashley's bolting, right?
I don't know. I mean, because A-Train comes and tries to get her to leave with him, and then she's like, I can't.
Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know if
she's... Yeah. When it actually came to her moment to leave, she couldn't do it.
All right. Also, this wasn't, like, a big reveal question or anything like that, but I just had this thought. Cam Coleman... He died because Tucker Carlson's no longer at Fox, right? Like, I feel like he had to die for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was Tucker Carlson of that. And I love the joke that, like, you know, the ball's breaking. Like, that's who Tucker is.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, I enjoy this. Let's get into quick predictions of next episode. And then we'll get through our review, ratings and MVP. Atreus dying, probably dying, right?
Yeah, I almost feel like at this point, he's not going to die.
Depends how much they're going to flip it, right?
Because
it seems like everyone's conclusion is, yeah, Atreus fucking dead.
Yep. So now it's like, then you go backwards.
Do the boys realize, like, is that like where they're leading us and they're going to flip it and Atreus maybe is the hero that trains Ryan? Or, like, inspire...
Or is he gonna pull like?
I feel like he inspires Ryan to be the hero.
Or is he gonna be like a Queen Maeve and disappear, and then show up in the last episode?
Could be. I want to say this. And that would be interesting too, because Queen Maeve could also train Ryan.
Yeah, I would. I would miss having her in the show.
I do too.
Yeah,
she didn't even mention.
Yeah, didn't mention her.
Wait, was that in an episode? It was in this episode when he's like, "It didn't matter when you were, you know." Put that cream pie in the Maeve, and like that's a visual. Definitely a visual thing. Jeffrey Dean Morgan for that.
Yeah.
But that was a question. It's like, now do you care soups? Because now you're like having relations with them. That is a whole like deeper thing that we. I don't. This is definitely going longer. Fresh takes.
Yeah.
I think this is my predictions. I have a feeling that every. One, I think the president dies, and I think Homelander does take over.
Yep.
I think he does it by force.
Yep, that's what
I think that's going to be the big, like, season five. Homelander took it by force. I think the virus is going to get... I think Kessler does unleash the virus. The virus is out there, and it's going to start the pandemic. And I think it's going to be a mixture of Homelander took over plus pandemic of season five. A-Train becomes a hero. I'm going to say this as a prediction because I don't know if he dies or doesn't. It does seem like he's going to die, but it also seems like it's so obvious he's going to die that it's going to be a flip, like you said. So I'll say this. A-Train is going to be the motherfucking hero that we deserve in this the next episode. And I think he's going to inspire Ryan to be also that hero. So if A-Train dies or like disappears or like goes to Belize, whatever happens with A-Train, Ryan takes the mantle. Ryan uses that inspiration. And I think that's Homelander's or A-Train's story.
I mean,
he starts
good,
it, but he also ends it. And an indirect way.
Right, right.
I think Newman's goal comes out. I think we learn about Sage.
That what she, her plan is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the... I feel like somebody has to die from the boys.
Yeah, but who? The only person... MM. That seems too obvious. I feel like if anyone would die, it'd probably be like Frenchie. Yeah. But that also, like, Frenchie's one of the best members of the boys, too.
Yeah, it also seems like a... I feel like it has to be MM if it's somebody.
After everything he's been through... I mean, I guess they're obviously not afraid to...
Could you say that about every boys, though? Yeah. Like, they put him through the fucking mud this season. Yeah. After everything, like, I don't know. And I also take it from, like, what the critics say. Cause the critics were pretty low in this episode, and they said it's very depressing.
Mm.
Like, everyone just goes through the mud, and it very much is the case. I just feel like somebody has to go.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are still alive after four seasons.
It's weird to believe.
The plot armor has to wear off eventually, right? Otherwise, I mean, there's no way they all make it to the end. I mean, the obvious one is Butcher isn't going to make it till the very end.
Right.
But I assume he has to make it through season five. If he dies at the end of this episode, mm-hmm. I'd be very disappointed.
Is there a chance that Ryan dies next episode?
I mean, that would be like a crazy switch, but I don't know. But
if Ryan dies...
The only way he could die would be if Homelander killed him, right? Or the virus, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. What if Ryan dies? Because then Homelander is sheer... His humanity's gone.
So is Butcher's.
So is Butcher's, which...
Does kind of lead towards, like, the regular... The comic book ending. Uh-huh. That's a thought. I don't know if they do that, though.
After I don't know all this, I
think he's meant for something more than just a martyr. Yeah.
He's either the hero or the martyr, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's either starts becoming the hero that everyone needs, or he's the martyr. It's one of the two.
Mm.
Maybe it's the third. We'll come back and we'll talk about it next
week. Yeah, right.
I don't know if I have any other predictions. I didn't write down any predictions. Yeah. They're just coming into me.
I feel like I'd have more predictions after next week as far as, like, season five.
Right. Well, I'm thinking, like, this next episode. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll know more about what happens in the next episode after we watch it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great insight.
Yeah.
I feel like Ashley's out somehow.
Yeah, I don't know what her deal is.
She's just caught in the middle. And I feel like she's in a burning building and doesn't know how to get out.
Yeah, I feel like this whole season has been kind of...
A burning
nothing
building.
Burger for her too, like her character. It's just been kind of like shock value.
I'm gonna stick with my metaphor. She's in a burning building and she doesn't know how to get out. And it's essentially her storyline is her dealing with the fact that she's in a burning building, doesn't know how to get out,
just staying in it until it finally collapses on her.
Yeah, I feel like that might be what happens. Yeah. Like I think Starlight. I think whoever captures Starlight. Recruits her.
I think you know would be the character to die.
Sage?
Starlight.
Oh.
That would.
That would work too, because if A-Train could essentially take over. No. Think of Huey, man.
Oh, I know, but like it kind of it's on track, right? It's kind of on theme.
Lose your dad. Very multiple sexual situations that are questionable. Also, your girlfriend dies. Yeah.
I mean, the show started with his girlfriend dying. Maybe he's going to end with his girlfriend dying.
Well, that means she doesn't die next.
Yeah.
That's a thought, too.
Yeah.
But we agree that someone has to die,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, somebody, the boys, they've lived for too long.
I do like the idea of Starlight dying.
Yeah.
Nothing against Aaron Moriarty, nothing against Starlight, the character. But I think from in terms of like a motivation standpoint, like you motivate the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You also motivate Ryan, and especially if you keep A-Train as the hero, like that inspires Ryan, or if Starlight's the hero that inspires Ryan. I do think A-Train dying fits more.
Yeah.
And he's part of the boys now too. So if he dies, it counts.
That's true. Not but really. Yeah.
More plot armor. We're just gonna add people
and then kill them. Yeah, off. That's the classic. We're called. That's the Star Trek game, right? They just like keep getting new people, and the red shirts die. Yep.
That's Stranger Things for you too. Yep. We're gonna add people, and then we're gonna kill those people off. Yep. Not the four boys.
Nope. Not the main characters. None of the main characters.
All right. Let's get into ratings, and then we'll get into MVPs, and we'll call it good.
Okay.
I didn't even write a rating down, so this is fresh off the brain. I thought it was a 4 week.
I think it was four.
I thought it was, like, if it as a penultimate episode, maybe not. Maybe it's a 3+ still, but I thought it was just a solid week. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's fair. I was going to say 3+.
Yeah, I guess 3+ would be more fitting. I watched it twice. I enjoyed it all the way through. I thought there was, like, a lot of things to talk about, even though it doesn't seem like a lot would happen.
That's true, yeah.
But there's a lot of, like, things they put into it. Mm. So I thought as a penultimate episode, it does...
It raises all the questions like you want, right?
Yep. But it doesn't necessarily raise the stakes. So I guess 3+ would be fitting.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing is really... Aside from Annie getting kidnapped, nothing has really changed as far as what's been going on the whole season.
Yeah. I have 3 candidates for MVP. Who's your first thought for MVP of this episode?
Of this episode? I mean, A-Train.
A-Train, yes. A-Train's probably the MVP of the season at this point.
Yeah.
Just seeing what happens with... Spoiler alert. I don't know what happens with episode 8, but he might be the guy. A-Train's on there. But I have 2 others that I think are deserving. I do think Frenchie deserves a nod.
Yeah.
He saved everyone's favorite character.
That's true. He did do that.
And he also did make a virus.
Yeah, he did. I mean... Made it look easy, right, after they've been fighting with it for so long. I mean, he must be the best chemist in the whole world, right?
Does it in Dirty Labs?
Yep.
That just whole thought still. I'm like, man, Frenchie was... This man is great. Mm. He just is in a shit situation.
Yeah, yeah. The other one, just like everyone there.
The other one I put in there is Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, seeing him, like, not just fall down the same hole as the rest of the 7 crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's satisfying.
It's cool to, like, see someone who, like, isn't innocent and just, like, yeah, I see what's happening. And
yeah, kind of coming to their own conclusions. Not necessarily, like, even though he has had Butcher, like, in his ear telling him things, like, this is bad and whatever, he's still, like, kind of seeing it firsthand and making that realization himself, which is nice.
I'm going to say... A-Train might be the MVP because
he showed up, he beat the crap out of the deep.
He beat the crap. He also got the MM back.
Yep.
Too.
Yep.
And he is like the hero of the. He is the MVP of the season, I would say.
Yep.
But I also, as MVPs go, I get bored. Everyone gets bored of saying the same guy. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, I don't think we've said A-Train for. I don't think he's been the MVP of any other season or anything.
No. I'm not taking away from this season, but I'm just saying episode to episode, I might give him the LeBron James treatment and name somebody else's MVP because I'm sick of naming him the MVP.
There's only one episode left though, Jake. So
I might give it to Ryan.
Yeah. I'll have to wait and see what he does.
Not for the season. I mean, this episode.
Yeah. I don't.
Cause A-Train also doesn't realize that he's being manipulated, and his manipulation did get Starlight kidnapped and Huey in a bad spot.
Yeah, but I mean,
that is on A-Train.
Well, I mean, can you really blame someone for getting manipulated by the smartest person in the world? I mean, you gotta like take that into context. That this person's playing like chess on a whole nother level that you don't even know you're playing.
That's a good counterpoint.
Yeah.
My only way to argue is that, like, is she the smartest in the world, or did she just say
it? Yeah.
Did we accurately measure this? Like, is she that smart? Because it seems like she's getting fucking played right now by Firecracker, of all people. Like, she lost a Firecracker.
Yeah, but you know, the smart people always get outthrown by stupid people.
She's intelligent, not charismatic.
Yeah, that's kind of the nature of things. That's kind of like her storyline to begin with, like talking about how, you know, she cured cancer within like a couple weeks or whatever after her grandma got sick, and the stupid people don't want to listen to her, so nothing happens, even though you can be the smartest person in the world, but if some dumb person will still do something stupid.
I'm going to say Ryan, because I think just the fact that you can get out of that VOT machine.
But he's not out yet.
He's not out yet. Okay, okay. Story-wise, it's A-Train.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In my heart, it's Ryan. Because he
he's
could
gotta,
be...
He's got to be a contrarian, don't you?
I just get bored. I don't want to give Jokic the MVP 3 times in a row. You don't understand that reference whatsoever, but anyone who watches sports, they know. They know.
All right. What if they deserve it, though? Is it like at some point it's not fair, right? Like, oh, you're the best, you're the best, you're the best. Well, you're too good, so we're going to start saying other people are the best just because
and
you're so
good.
That's
how Derrick Rose got to be the MVP over LeBron James.
Yeah. See, it doesn't feel good, right?
I'm just thinking the fact that A-Train is now going to be the Derrick Rose of this whole situation, because A-Train is going to be the MVP and then die.
The only thing I know about Derrick Rose is when he broke his leg, right? He was the guy that like snapped his ankle in half.
Yeah, when he ruined his career.
Yeah.
I mean, A-Train's career is also going to be ruined when he dies.
We'll see.
He's the Derrick Rose. That might be a TikTok. All right, anything else about this episode?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks, Brandon, for coming on. Mm-hmm. All right. And everybody who's still listening, thank you. And we're out.